opioid prescriptions at Rochester's largest health insurer are down, even as deaths from opioids continue to climb. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg has more on why.
Excellus Blue Cross Blue Shield's data show prescribers in its Rochester network wrote 33% fewer opioid prescriptions per patient last year than in 2013. Excellus Corporate Medical Director Martin Lustig says that's good progress, but there's still a ways to go.
It's good news in that it's clear we're moving in the right direction. We know that there are still people dying every day from opioid overdoses, but the good news is that we are decreasing the number of prescriptions significantly over the last 5 years.
Monroe County Public Health Commissioner Michael Mendoza says part of the problem is that there's often a long delay between cutting off prescriptions and slowing the rates of addiction. Lustig agreed, saying prescription rates and addiction rates are directly connected, but that it's unclear how long it will take for addictions to decline after the drop in prescriptions.
Prescriptions are the feeder to the substance use disorder and the addiction that we're seeing. So by reducing prescriptions, we are hopefully reducing the number of people who will become addicted in the future.
Excellus is the largest health insurance provider in a region in which opioid overdose deaths were up in all but three of the 39 counties it covers. Lustig credits the decline in prescriptions partly to a 2016 state requirement that prescribers meet federal guidelines the first time they give opioids to a patient. But that rule doesn't require doctors to follow the guidelines for any follow-up prescriptions, and only 51% of Excellus-insured doctors in Rochester meet the recommendations for all their prescriptions. Lustig says as Excellus focuses on reducing the number of prescriptions, they might be writing scripts for larger doses of opioids. He says there is absolutely room for improvement. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.